Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
घर से डोला चला लाडली का क्या क्या नजारा है ये जिंदगी का घर से डोला चला लाडली का क्या क्या नजारा है ये जिंदगी का कितने नाजों से पाला था हमने हर तरह से संभाला था हमने हाय हमसे जुदा हो रही है हाय हमसे जुदा हो रही है घर की यादों में वो खो रही है पूछो और माँ का तरपना न पूछो आज बाबुल करो
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم 5 minutes after 11 Central African Time on this beautiful Tuesday morning on our program The Bliss of Marriage. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia. Of course, our beloved engineer this morning, none other than Brother Boniface, who's looking full of life. He's looking good. He's smiling. That's our beloved engineer. Let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal, Asmal and Hafiz Yusuf, Asmal and Company. Let's welcome our beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Yes, it is a beautiful Tuesday morning here in Johannesburg, the 7th of Ramadan, 1442, corresponding to the 20th of April, 2021. April coming to an end, of course, and of course, the first 10 days coming to an end as well. You see, my beloved, beautiful listeners, I told you this, and I always say this on our As-Safina to Ilal Jannah, my early morning show, my early morning program in the month of Ramadan between 3 to 6 o'clock, between 3 to 6 o'clock. I told you, when Ramadan starts, by the time you blink, you know, the blink of your eye, the blink of an eye, you'll say, but Maulana, 15 days gone already of the month of Ramadan. That's how time moves. That's how time goes so quick, my beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Our WhatsApp number, 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Yes, my beloved, beautiful listeners, if you have any questions you would like to know of the bliss of marriage, you know exactly what to do. Just send us a message on 084-786-3132. It's 8 minutes after 11 South African time. Our beloved Fadilatul Honorable Ustad, let's welcome him, inshallah, into the program. Ustad, welcome to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. We thank our engineers, Brother Yusuf Asmal and our brother Boniface. Thank you very much.
A listener says, Ustad, when a man keeps on telling his wife to go to her maternal home, is it a talaq, Ustad?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number one is, before we respond to that question, today we know is the 7th of Ramadan 1442, corresponding to the 20th of April 2021. What happened on this day, 20th April? We need to go back. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Milad Mubarak honorable birth took place on this day, the Gregorian calendar, 20th April, the year 571, in Makkah Mukarramah, the best place for the best of Allah's creation, Rahmatul Alameen, who was, who is, who will always be, the exclusive and only mercy to the entire universe and creation. What time did this miraculous and historic event take place, the greatest event in human history, and that is the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the honorable birth of the Master alayhi salatu salam. It took place on Monday morning at 4:35, 4:36. Even the time is of great importance and significance. Why that time? Because if you look at it, you will know that on 20th April in Makkah Mukarramah, then 4:35, 4:36 is Subah Sadiq, means that the time for fasting, the time for Fajr time starts at that time, and the message of Noor and radiance and effulgence has come. So that is Surah chapter 14, verse number 1. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. You, Ya Rasool Allah, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them towards the radiance and effulgence of Islam. So therefore, remember 20th April, the year 571, the place Makkah Mukarramah, the time 4:35, 4:36, early part of the morning. So may Almighty Allah give us tawfiq and ability to love Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam more and more, to follow in his way immaculately, and take the message of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and broadcast it and convey it to the entire world. Now, to answer your query, your husband, by telling your wife, pack up, go to your parents' home, go to your house here, ilhaqi bi ahlik, in Arabic they say. So are these words of talaq or not? Remember, they fall under the category of kinaya words. Kinaya means implicit words, unclear words, ambiguous words, meaning the only talaq will only take place, divorce will only take place, if you, the husband, made intention, then it will take place, because they are implicit and ambiguous words. But if you use the word divorce or talaq and so forth, they are clear-cut, explicit words. Whether you made intention or not, the talaq will occur and take place. So here, the talaq will not take place unless the husband made intention of talaq. And if he made intention of talaq, then we will ask him 1, 2, 3, whatever intention he made, that will be effective and that will be valid.
So who is responsible, Ustad, to look after an unmarried sister who is working, whose father passed away? And to what extent, anonymous Ustad?
Obviously, we don't have the whole background, but you must remember that lady whose father passed away, so maybe her mother is alive or mother is deceased. All of you whose parents, one of them, both of them have passed away, you should be reading more so now during Ramadan and throughout the year. Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. Surah chapter 14, verse number 41. So that's number one. Number two is this: does she have brothers who are 18, 20, 25 and above? So they are responsible for her when the father passed away. If there are no brothers, or the brothers are very young, minors and so forth, then the uncles, the chacha, the kaka, the father's brother, they become responsible for her. So there are many, many ways, and let's say there's nobody for her. So in a case like that, Islam will say, you stay at home, and remember that the Muslim Ummah, the community and society must then come to your rescue, and you can then accept and take zakat. But for a lady in this day and this age especially, to go and work, how many compromises she'll have to make? See, I give you 4 or 5 easy examples, which is applicable to 80-90% of the women. Number one, remember, they will have to give up their Islamic dress code. They will have to dress according to what the employer says. So since when, that is halal, that is totally haram. Second, they will have to pick some makeup and so forth, because you must remember they have to be presentable to the customers, to the clients and all this. So that absolutely haram too. Third one, when Almighty Allah speaks about why alcohol, why gambling is haram, there are multiple reasons. And Almighty Allah mentioned chapter 5 and verse number 91. What does Almighty Allah say? 1991, an dhikrillahi wa nisalah, that alcohol gambling prevents you from remembering Almighty Allah and from praying salat. So how many salat you will have to miss already? That's third one. Fourth one, intermingling with a man. So you have to intermingle with a boss, you have to intermingle with other men and so forth. Then the flirting and so many other things will go on. So all this, each one, there are many more. So each one of that is haram, but the shaitan, Lucifer, Satan, what he does, زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ, he embellishes, he adorns, he beautifies the vices, and people say, no, the lady says, me, I want to be independent, I want economic, you understand, that self-sufficiency, economic freedom, and so forth, and so on. So all these are that Islamically, that you are compromising so many things of Islam. So therefore, for a woman today especially, remember, totally haram to go work outside. A place for a Muslim lady is at home, whether you like it or not. That is what Islam teaches.
But Ustad, a man keeps on telling the wife she must pay her own zakat. She is not working and doesn't want her to work. What must she do, Ustad?
Yes, that is correct. You have to pay your own zakat. So if you got jewelry, then you give out one ring, you give out one bangle, you give out whatever it is, your zakat. Or you give out in clothing, you give out your shoes, you give out so many things that you belong to you. It's not necessary that for zakat you must give out in cash. And if the husband has got common sense, which is not so common nowadays, then he should tell his wife, oh honey, you know, my darling, your money, the zakat that is due upon you, I will pay for it. So remember, that is a magnanimous husband. So before you pay for it, you inform your wife, your zakat is 5,000, 10,000, 50, 100,000, so I will pay for it. So before payment, you inform her, then you pay on her behalf. Remember, the zakat is valid. You can't pay zakat on behalf of anybody else, and you don't inform that person at all, then that zakat will not be valid. So we need to take cognizance of all these issues as well.
Subhanallah. Ustaz, listen to this question. Somebody says here, please give me the fatwa on how much maintenance should I give for my children and what are the laws of custody in Islam. I have 3 children, Mufti Saab. Son 8 years old, daughter 5 years old, and the other daughter is 2 years old. At what age do the children come to me and when can I see them? Please make dua that Allah makes this journey easy for me. I really miss my children. Anonymous brother, Ustad.
Obviously, brother, we don't know all the circumstances. From your question, 3-4 things are very clear. You got married and it was a stormy marriage and you had 3 children and it became so rocky, the marriage, it ended up in divorce. Iyazubillah, Allah forbid. So remember, you know better, but we will always say, because the Quran taught us that was sulhu khair, reconciliation is the best. Even at this 11th hour, if you gave your wife 1 talaq only, if you gave your wife, ex-wife, 2 talaq, talaq. So still I will tell you and your wife, why don't you reconcile? Not because the two of you really love one another so much, but look at your ma'asum children. Mm. Each one of them is ma'asum. 8-year-old son, 5-year-old daughter, 3-year-old, 2-year-old daughter. Your children should be the one that should bring you all together. But if you gave three, then we can't help you anywhere there, brother. That is your fault. Islam gave you three bullets and you shot all three. So you can't blame anybody else but yourself. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. So Quran teaches us وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ. Reconciliation is the best. And remember, hamara kaam jorna hai, torna nahi. Our function duty is to unite you and not to cause breakage and fragmentation between husband and wife. So I gave you the options there. So that's first thing. Let's come to the second issue. How much must you pay? We cannot quantify an amount. We don't know you. We don't know your wife. We don't know your children. We don't know what you are worth. If I tell you, you must give them 5,000 rand a month. So, but your wages is only 5,000, 6,000. So how are you going to give them that? So if I tell you 10,000, but you can't afford that. So you must be fair and give them that amount that they can lead a comfortable life. Therefore, the miracle word in the Quran, لِيُنْفِقْ ذُو سَعَةٍ مِّن سَعَتِهِ. And ma'ruf, you must give according to the urf. What is the custom, the tradition? A normal husband will give his wife in that situation. So according to your means, وَعَلَى الْمُوسِي قَدَرُهُ وَعَلَى الْمُقْدِرِ قَدَرُهُ. The richer, wealthy husband must give more, and the poorer husband will give less, because Islam does not burden any person more than his or her ability, capacity, capability. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 286, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Now we come to the hadana, and that is regarding the custody. So now all of them are by the mother, so that's right, very, very good. Now if you want to take the Hanafi school, Hanafi say when the son becomes 7-8 years old, then he should go to the father. And the daughters when they 10-11 years old, then they should go to the father. But the father must also have the correct belief, and he must be reading Salat and so forth. Then he will be entitled to take the children in his custody. And remember, but if the husband himself, the father, that he doesn't read Salat, and all day he just, you know, watching TV, killing time, not worried about Islam, and so then he's disqualified already. Same thing with the wife, the mother, that if she is a woman who has Islam at the heart and so forth, so she's entitled to the children. But if she doesn't, then she also gets disqualified. So that is the first issue. That is the Hanafi school. The Shafi school, your children, 8 years old, 5 years old, 2 years old, the 2 year old won't understand much. So the 8 year old, 5 year old, we will put them together and say where you want to stay. You want to stay by Abi, you want to stay by Ummi. They say we want to go to Abi, so they go to the father. After 1 week, 1 month, they say, no, 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 we don't like. We want to go to Ummi, so you take them to Ummi, you take them to mother. Then again, they change after 3 months, you bring them back to. So where they are comfortable. What is the rationale? Imam Shafi was no small person, he was a genius. He says, do that which is the benefit and the welfare of the children. And that is what Islam is teaching us. Obviously, the 2-year-old daughter will require the mother, so she will be out of the equation. So, brother, and to you, I don't know you, I don't know your ex-wife. Both of you, first thing, whatever happened, happened. We can't change that. But look at the present and look at the future. You, the mother, the children are there by you. Don't go poison the mind of your children. Your father this, your father this, your father that. I don't accept this argument that it was only the husband's fault. I don't accept it was only the wife's fault. Yes, I will tell you this. It was both of you, and both of you were wrong. And that is what happens in most cases and instances. So do that. Start from that point. That yes, I also, the husband was wrong. You say wife, as the wife, you also were wrong, and make that the starting point. Second point, don't make your child's mind toxic and poisonous against the father. Remember that they have to learn to respect the father. When you have visitation rights, you have custody, oh father. You don't go and poison their mind. Your mother did this, your mother did this, your mother did this. They have to live with their mother also. They have to get visitation rights as well. So that is my appeal to both parties. Third one, both of you, we all are questionable. Tomorrow, you can see how many people are just passing away. We all don't know how long we will live. No. So tomorrow, we will stand in the court of Allah. So remember, do that which will put you in a good place, that I do it for the benefit of my children. So don't do things out of spite. And you, the mother, I know of not one, two, several instances. Divorce took place, the children are by the mother. So what the mother did, she said, "Akhan yo rehmak, I'm to fix you up." So what she did, for those of you who don't understand Afrikaans and Dutch and so forth, that the wife was divorced, she told the husband, "I'm to fix you up, I'll show you a point." Based on spite now, she took the surname of the husband and she removed it. And she re-registered the children on her name. Do you know what you did, O mother? Do you know what you did? Now you're telling the world that your three children in this case, I'm not saying you did it, I'm just giving an example, that in this case, all three children are harami children, or all bees, illegitimate. Because in Islam, the only time, you must remember, the children will carry the surname of the mother is when they're illegitimate. Now, all this, I'm telling you, educating you, was done because of spite. You see, I shall show you, I'll do this. And then you get the crackpot father-in-law, he will tell his daughter, you show him, we will fix him up. So all this is shaitaniyat and has got no place in Islam. So I'm begging you, these are three ma'asum children. Come to your senses. If you gave one talaq, forgive one another, get married. You gave two talaq, forgive one another and get married. But if you can't do that, you know what happened here and there and everywhere. So remember, then don't make the mind of the children toxic and poisonous, and don't do things for spite. That is my request to both parties.
I see the brother is crying, Mufti Saab, and he says that's why I told Mufti Saab to make this journey easy for me. Did my in-laws by any chance contact Mufti Saab? Because whatever Mufti Saab said is exactly what they did, Mufti Saab. And he says this is his worst Ramadan ever. And his two-year-old child does not know that they got divorced. Of course, he gave three talaqs, he say. And he's also at fault because of his temper. But he says, how did Mufti Saab know about this change in surname? That's what exactly
my brother, nobody contacted me. We get, are we in this field 40 years with Allah's help? I have the Quran in my hand, my brother. The point is, this is just based on Allah's mercy, barakat of Nabi alayhi salam, and Allah gives us some experience. We know our society. We know how our people think. And what you did, sister, if you did that wallahi is a major, major crime. If you change the name of the children to your name, and these are halal children, they're going to grow up because of your spite, then remember this hadith in Muslim Ahmad, man intasaba ila ghayri abi, when you make the nasab and lineage beside your father, biological father, then fa alayhi la'anatullah wal malaika wal nasi ajma'in, then remember that will be Allah's curse on you, the angel's curse on you, and the malaika's curse with you. I'm glad you also admit, my brother, that you gave three talaq, which was wrong on your part as well. And then you got a terrible temper, so therefore you also to blame. So now both of you, you must remember, you must admit this, we both are to blame, and now do good for your children. Get your children back, re-registered to their father's name or surname, and don't do this every moment. You can be fasting, Taraweeh, whatever. So still Allah curses you. And whoever gave you that mashura, your father or some crooked molvi, Allah's curse is on him also. In Islam, when we adopt a child, I don't have children, I adopt a child. Islam say even the adopted child must carry the biological father's name. Surah 33 verse 5. Ud'uhum li'abaihim waqsatu indallah. I can't give the child Zainab, Hussein, no, not permissible. So Abdullah, Hussein, no, not permissible. So remember, I must get the father. If you don't know, then say for ikhwanukum fiddin, we say Abdullah Islam, we say Zainab Islam, words like that. That to show that, remember, when you give that person the name, you are telling the world, this is your biological son. So think properly what you are doing. So I don't know you, I'm just giving you advice, because our deen is a deenu an nasiha. I get hundreds of, more than 100 messages to answer, 3-4 hours per day going answering questions with Allah's help. So we do it lovingly, willingly, you understand? But don't think somebody told me all this, no. So brother, that I'm giving you advice, sister, I'm giving you advice because it's my duty, I'm not doing you a favor, to give you the Islamic advice from Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala make easy for both of you.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. 29 minutes to 12 o'clock. I see our beloved Dr. Saab. He's listening to the program and he says, dear Honorable Mufti Saab, what is happening to the Ummah? Today is the 7th of Ramadan. So far, 5 divorces took place. And I heard Mulana Arafat saying this morning, one of our Musallis last night divorced his wife. G. Mufti Saab gave his wife 3 talaqs. Dr. Saab is asking Mufti Saab, what is happening to the Ummah?
7 is a very conservative figure. You must say this, doctor. 7 is what you know or what Mona Arafat knows. What we don't know will be 700 and 7,000 if you look at the Ummah. Why, my Ummah, my brother? My doctors are why? That's a good question. Why? Because anything, go to Bukhari Sharif, go to Mishkat Sharif, Imam Bukhari, Allama Tabrizi, go to Riyadu Salihin, Allama Nawawi, go and see. First hadith they got, innamal a'malu bin niyat, that your actions are according to your intention. Go ask all these couples, what was your intention in getting married? 90%, 80% will tell you it was mal, it was jamal, it was something else. Either they got married for wealth, either they got married because of beauty, handsomeness. You will find 10, 20%, 15% will say it was because of deen and piety. So there's the answer. Dr. Saab, your nikah I performed. I didn't perform, I'm just giving you example. So when I perform your nikah, Dr. Saab, then which one doctor comes here, mashallah, today he's telling me, he didn't tell me, the other students told me, you know this doctor? I said, no, how was I know him? He said, he's a big short physician and all that, 40 years and all that. I said, subhanallah. I said, 40 years I'm teaching. He said, 40 years he was in hospital. He's tired and retired now. I said, we're carrying on, alhamdulillah. So, Dr. Saab, you must remember, when I perform your nikah, example I'm giving. So, when the Maulvi Saab, the Qari Saab, Afi Saab, Mufti Saab, whoever, that person is not interested in that khutbah. He's telling, hey, quick, 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 my wife is waiting. He's more interested whether his suit will get creased up or not. So, that's the problem. When we recite the verses, Ya ayyuhan nasu taqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqati, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. Every verse on the occasion of nikah, the marriage that we are solemnizing, performing, the message, the common theme and message is taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. So when that taqwa is not there, then you must remember that marriage is starting on a negative. Allah's mercy comes and it still carries on. But remember, till both parties, just today I taught them a hadith, and I want each one of you to practice on it. Mustafa rahmatul lil alamin sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idha ayqadha ar-rajul ahlahu fil layl." When the husband wakes up his wife at night, or the other way also it can work. And so easy, now we are waking up 3 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock for suhoor. Then the two of them fasallaya jami'an. They do read two rakats or more, whatever. You don't have to read in jama'at, you read separately. Kutiba min al-zakirin wa zakirat. Then your husband, you are written from the zakirin, those who remember Allah abundantly. Your wife, you are written from that. When you start your day like that, what you think will happen? Allah's mercy will come, remember that. And Allah Ta'ala's rahmat will come. But when this ummah, day and night, watching TV, watching movies, Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, do you we really believe that Allah's mercy will come? Then what you see is what you want to experience. The wife saw that curtain, she saw that jewelry, she saw that furniture, so she wants that. Then the damal, the trouble starts. Husband says, I don't have. She's a dominating person. Go to hell, and my father will buy it. That's where all the trouble starts. The husband is not a kanjus and bakhil. He don't want to spend on his wife, even though he got the money. So once that taqwa, that true piety is not there, then remember that marriage is already starting on shaky grounds. So we must learn and educate our children. You're bringing somebody's daughter in your house. She is not a street lady. That she came as a virgin, and make sure you look after her. Allah is commanding you. Chapter 4, verse 19. وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat your wives with love, with respect and justice. How you want, I always tell you this. Your son-in-law to treat your daughter, treat your wife better than that. How many Muslim husbands you can show me doing this? 80%, 70% today are involved in adultery. Be honest about this. How many messages I get? You understand? You say, I made a mess, I'm busy here, busy here. Premarital, extramarital, you must remember, is totally haram in Islam. But the media and society today is a small thing, man. Every second guy is doing it. So Allah forbid. So when we start considering, therefore Islam said, fornication, Surah 24 verse 2, take them out in public, both the boy and girl, and whoop them and lash them under lashes. Make 5-10 people examples, samples, the whole society will come right. And adultery, take both of them and death penalty. You see? So that we promote and we advocate a pure and a chaste society.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustad, and it's true, I have to say this, Ustad, we don't see the messages or read the message that's coming in. You were just speaking about Hollywood and Bollywood. Listen to this question. Is anyone following the drama series? Of course, they mentioned the radio's name. Kindly send me the link to stream or download. Please move this up. We'll start the listener.
So you see, when we get busy with the soap operas, we get busy with this drama, we get busy with this and all these things here. So you must remember, you are going on a highway. You're going on a highway. So that is part of Rahman. But then the shaitan, he will always put some diversions. You see, on the road we want to go, Johannesburg, Durban, so you will see somewhere big, big lights. And when you look there, it's written big, the casino. And they got big, big lights there and all that. So that is a divergence we have today. See this drama show, see this one here, follow this one here. So these are not part of Rahman. These are part of shaitan. You must remember these things here. So therefore, you must remember we, our home environment and our education and the elders, are we examples? So many issues we have to grapple with. So we need to be honest to ourselves. We're not honest. We are shirking our responsibilities as parents, as teachers, as elders. Majority cases you will see that. Allah Jalla wa'ala give hidayat.
19 minutes to 12. Listener wants to know, Ustaz, that what is the dua for sajda tilawat, Ustaz, the dua?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Remember, we should know this here. It's not that I just give you the dua. You should know a little bit more also about it. How many Sajda tilawats are there in the Noble Quran. They are 15. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal says you should make 15. Imam Abu Hanifa says 14. He leaves out the one, omits the one in Surah Hajj. Surah Hajj chapter 22 is the only surah in the Noble Quran which comprises two sajda tilawat. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif and Musnad Ahmad, various compilations, fuddilat suratul hajj bi sajdatain. That Surah Hajj has got two sajdas. So the second one, the Hanafis, they omit. When we go to Imam Shafi, he says 14. So we ask him meaning these books, what they say. So they omit the one in Surah Swad. They say that is not sajda tilawat, it's sajda shukr, which he, Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam, performed out of gratitude and thankfulness to Almighty Allah. So he omits that. Subhanallah, we go to Imam Malik rahimahullah, he says only 11. One issue, four different verdicts. One issue, four different verdicts. So he, Imam Malik, says 11. One he omits, like Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, the second one of Surah Hajj. Then the last three, Surah Iqra Bismi, Surah Wan Najmi Idha Hawa, Surah Idan Inshiqaq, Idha Sama'un Shaqat. So all that he leaves out. According to Hanafis, Sajda Tilawat is wajib, compulsory, upon the reciter and the one who hears it and listens to it. According to majority, Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, is Sunnah. So what will be the thamara ikhtilaf? What will be the end result? The end result will be if a person passed away and he or she did not make and perform the sajda tilawat, according to Hanafis, that person passed away wa athimun. He passed away a sinner for not performing those sajda tilawat. Anytime you perform it, today, tomorrow, next year, but the sooner you do it, the better, obviously, so it will be still valid. Not qadha, it will still be valid. But according to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, if a person did not perform it, so he will not be guilty of a sin. So that is where you understand the difference of opinion. Now write down. Start, put your tape recorder. Not today, now there's no tape recorder. Put your phones on. Your recorder's on. So, you know, on your cell phone. I'm giving you two du'as, which are mentioned, you understand, both in Tirmidhi. Two separate du'as. And remember, I sent it out before Ramadan to all my groups also. So anyway, with Allah's help, but anyway, many more listeners now, so mashallah, we'll mention it. So both du'as are mentioned in Tirmidhi, and both du'as are authentic, is hadith sahih, is authentic hadith. And one more point I want to mention is this. You see, nowadays, the men, we read salat in the masjid. Ma'al asafi shadid. We have to be honest. We can't be making all, pushing everything under the carpet. Here again, we see very few. You put 100 imams, you put 1,000 imams. 990 of them, they don't give you. They won't read the dua themselves. They won't give the muswallis to read it also. Why? Because it's no more Taraweeh. Now it's Farari. That we have to go, move it up, move it up. Who's the fastest? So that is the wrong way of doing things. So whenever we perform sajda tilawat, in salat, remember, or out of salat, then these are the sunnah du'as, and give the people chance, O honorable imam, so that we can read it. Yeah, in our masajid, if the imam, he just makes shortcut, Subhanabil A'la, Subhanabil A'la, Subhanabil A'la, then I'll call him one side, I'll say, Imam Sahib, you know what? To read Subhana Rabbiyal A'la in Sajda Tilawat is permissible, but not Sunnat. You must let us read the Sunnat Dua, and if you don't know it, learn it, memorize it, and implement it. Then next time we go there, mashallah, he's lengthening that Sajda. So what are the Duas? Come, let's learn. Sajada Wajihi للذي خلقه سجد وجهي للذي خلقه. That I fell and went into sajda for Allah Jalla wa Ala who created us. وشق سمعه وبصره بحوله وقوته. And he blessed us with the faculty of seeing and hearing with his might and power. Finish first dua. One more time. سجد وجهي للذي خلقه وشق سمعه وبصره بحوله وقوته. He gave us the faculty of hearing and seeing with his might and power. Second one, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraging the ummah to read these duas. One sunnah you practice on, you become yuhbibkumullah, the beloved of Almighty Allah. We are human beings, we commit sins. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Allah will forgive your sins. Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra. Oh Allah, in lieu, in exchange of the sajda that I'm performing, reward me, Allah. Ya Allah, remove my sins and vices in exchange of this sajda. Waj'alha li indaka zukhra. Ya Allah, make you the treasure there by you. The sajda I perform, people got inshore account, offshore account, this account. So this is account for the year after. And the last one, we always beg Allah for acceptance. Wa taqabbalha minni kama taqabbalta min abdika Dawood. Ya Allah, accept it from me as you accepted it from Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. So you must remember that Almighty Allah will bless us. One more time, the second dua. Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra wa da'anni biha wizra waj'alha li عندك زخرا وتقبلها مني كما تقبلتها من عبدك داود عليه السلام. So ya Allah, you accepted from him, so accept from me also. We say alayhi salam out of respect. So that is the sunnah dua for sajda tilawat.
I see the brother is saying, my wife is eating my head up, Mufti Sahab. She wants the book Ummati. Please tell me, where can I purchase it, Ustad?
Remember, it's still not for sale or anything. We only have it on PDF. So just send me a message. Write it down, my WhatsApp number, 071-888-1184. Don't make long story. Just send a WhatsApp right there, Ummati, and then we will send it to you, inshallah, via WhatsApp, and that you can read. And remember, next week or 2 weeks time, inshallah, the next part will come out. This is part one, 9 chapters, and then you will get more explosive material, inshallah, in the second one. And remember, all this is done to protect the deen. We must know the title eventually will become something like this, Ummati, protect your iman. Beware of the evil scholars. Why? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when the time comes, this is the time that we're going nearer and nearer to Qiyamah. One will be the fitna of Dajjal. You see how many agents there are of Dajjal today, how they deceive people and humanity. And then worse than the fitna of Dajjal, inna akhwafa ma akhafu alaykum ala immatul mudillun. Those imams, those maulanas, those sheikhs, those muftis, those imams, whoever you want to call, qazis, remember, they themselves corrupted and astray, and they will lead others also astray. So it's authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Allah alone protect us.
Ustaz, decoders, what's happening with the decoders?
Remember, regarding the decoders, that we have enough stocks with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So remember, we have stocks there in Durban. We have stocks there, you must remember, here in Lanesia. We have stock here in Ladysmith. So where will you obtain the decoders? There in Durban, you know, Glennon Road Masjid, Sufi Masjid, where Hafiz Uwais Sufi is the imam. Opposite there is Markaz Sahaba Studio. So mashallah, Mohana Khalid Yaqub is there. Our brother Dawood Monli is there. Yusuf Mehter is there. Our Hafiz Wadi is there. 600 rand per decoder. You want the whole box, there are 10 units there, 5,000 rand. So you can purchase it, give it to your friends, family, give it to some non-Muslims. MashaAllah, how many non-Muslims are so interested in Islam? And IG Hussein also, there in Overport, in their branch, they might have stock there. Similarly, that you come down here to Northern Natal, Ladysmith, our respected Mohana Salim Karim is there. So MashaAllah, he's got stocks as well. So inshallah, you can purchase from him. We have enough stock here. So MashaAllah, you want want to buy, contact our reception, Brother Suleiman Esop, 011-854-2990. One more time, 011-854-2990. So that is for Johannesburg, Lanija. And the Durban number, 031-001-3332. So remember that the Durban number is 031-001-3332, and you can contact them. And remember, the price everywhere is the same, 600 rand per decoder, and the box 5000 rand for 10 units. Allah Ta'ala make it easy and buy it now. Inshallah, the person can become a better Muslim or embrace Islam with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah.
I see our beloved Haji Yusuf Ali says, please inform the listeners, Ummati can also be found on our website, and of course it can be downloaded, and even Mufti's Ramadan book, it can be downloaded from the website. Ustad,
yes, follow our website, mashallah. Let's give you all the websites, inshallah, so you can inshallah start downloading Markaz Sahaba's website, www.markazsahaba.com, markazsahaba.com. Write down the spelling or by heart it, memorize it. Markaz Sahaba, one word, markazsahaba. There's no H in the end. So Haba, sahaba.com. And my website, mashallah, with all my Allah's mercy. So muftiakhusain.net, muftiakhusain.net. So you can go there as well. And mashallah, if you go to Darul Iman, so .com, Darul Iman, worth, you must remember E, so D-A-R-U-L-E-M-A-N, so D-A-R-U-L then E-M-A-A-N.com, and inshallah you will find everything there also, inshallah. So you'll get Ummati. Today also I sent out to all the groups the Ramadan Q&A and the Dua Kitab, because so many people requesting, so I just send out to everybody now, so everybody can benefit, and you can forward it to whoever you want to, inshallah.
So Ustad, advice, if your parents give advice against Sunnah and Quran, how do you correct them, as many parents get upset when you correct them, Ustad?
Remember the golden maxim, the golden principle and rule in Islam, authentic hadith mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Habibuna Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, La ta'ata li makhlukin fi ma'asiyatil khaliq. There is no obedience to any creation, prime minister, president, king, ruler, parent, husband, wife, children, teacher, peer, sahib, sheikh. So once it goes against the Sharia, so then there's no obedience. We can't be obedient to anybody when we are trampling upon the Sharia. So that's one. So somebody's father says, what, you have to go Taraweeh to the masjid, just read here, he tells his son. So remember, he's giving him wrong advice. So you, son, you must tell father, you like this Maulana, that Maulana, this person. Come, we go and ask him what he says. But you must be sure that Maulana, today you get also some Maulana's zigzag. You must remember, take such a Maulana's name in whom he's confidence and will give him the right answer. So there are many ways. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhumah, these are the Nawasa, the beloved grandson of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They saw one old man, he wasn't performing wudu properly, he wasn't reading salat so properly. They came, uncle, dad, you know, ammi, and so forth. So me and my brother, we got a little bit, you understand, competition. Who makes wuzu better? You must be the umpire. You must be the referee. And you see. So both of them. So the uncle already got the message that these youngsters, mashallah, radiallahu anhuma, they are special. Al-Hasan wal-Hussein, Sayyida, Shababi, Ahlil-Jannah. They are the leaders of the youth in Jannah. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad. So they want to teach me. So that, then they say, Ammi, Ammi, see which one read better Salat. You see? So this ways. So when you do da'wat and you make amal bin ma'ruf, nahi anil munkar, so use little bit wisdom also, more so when it comes to the parents and that. It's not that now you show disrespect to your parents. So no, you show them with respect what is the correct way. Remember that.
Ustad, what do I can I make for my daughter that she can get a good proposal? Because she gets very depressed all the time. Ustad.
Remember you, daughter Betty, first thing, you have to change the negative to positive. If you're going to remain negative, then things will remain negative. It's hadith. Mustafa, rahmatul lil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah jalla wala states, hadith Qudsi, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah jalla wala states, ana akunu ala dhanni abdi bi, I will treat my servant as he thinks of me. So you want to think negative, so things will happen negative. Say, may Allah will give me a good husband. May Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen. May Allah loves me. You must be speaking to Allah, my beti, my daughter. Read Surah 25, verse 74. That's for you, daughter. Rabbana ablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Sister, I think you don't, you know this dua. So you are awake 3 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock. Read this dua. Read it in sajda. Cry to Allah. Allah se mangna hai. Allah se manwana hai. So you beg and beseech Allah. Allah will make decisions. You the father, you the mother, grandparents, you worried. Your daughter is 25, 28, going to 30, 29, 30. No proposal come upside down. Or no proposal come. So never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. You the parents, same surah, same chapter, Surah Furqan, the criterion. Chapter 25, verse 54. For the daughter, verse 74. For you, the parents, verse 54. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَصِهْرًا. He Almighty Allah created me and you, human being, from that semen and that sperm. And then he made for us a lineage. See, we have parents. وَصِهْرًا. And then we get married. We have in-laws. So yeah, Almighty Allah is speaking of that. So you make dua that your beloved daughter, your ladli, and your beloved daughter, she got parents, now she must get in-laws. So in that way, you also make dua in sajda and Allah jalla, but remain positive. In Islam, there's no place for negativity. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Chapter number 39, verse number 53. A Muslim, whatever happens, we must remain positive. Things work out in our favor, alhamdulillah. Things go against us, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Wa na'udhu bika min hali ahli an-nar. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. You don't know the second part, fine, leave it out. Read that, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Ya Allah, we praise you in all cases and circumstances.
Ameen, 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 tumma, ameen. We will, inshallah, pose the other questions, inshallah, tomorrow, inshallah, part two. I leave you with this beautiful question, Ustad, from the sisters who love listening to Mufti Saab. The ladies, the sisters and daughters are taking a bit hard to swallow about the loss of the marhums in Richmond. It's chaos here, Mufti Saab, in Richmond. Any duas for them to read? A concerned family sister member from Richmond, Ustad.
Allah Jalla wa Ala bless the father, the son, the grandson, all of them, the highest stages in Jannah. Yes, Al-Firaq Murrun. Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was crying when his beloved son Ibrahim passed away, 18 months old. And what did the Master Alayhi Salaam say? Wa inna bi firaqika la mahzunun ya Ibrahim. Oh Ibrahim, my beloved son, with your separation, we so sad and grieving. We don't cry because of death. We cry because of separation. No more can I talk with you. No more can I walk with you. So you will remember your father. You will remember your son. And from the two there, I see two of them are Hafiz. So look at what happened. They read and performed Isha. They read Taraweeh. They read Witr. They were in Huzu 90%. I'm sure of that. And then they were going home. And then accident. Whose fault all that? Allah alone knows. knows, but they passed away in Ramadan. They passed away as shuhada. They passed away as hafiz. So look at all the positives and see the great, great rank and stages. You will start seeing the dreams and all that yourself. So all of you, sisters, brothers, children, grandchildren in Richmond, when I went to Newcastle 1981, then Maulana Desai, he was the imam there. So I know the family well. You know, Yunus Patel was married in that family and so forth and so on. Anyway, so what must you do? The dua you must read, all of you. Surah 14, verse 41. Rabbana ghfirli wa liwalidayya wa lilmu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day when the reckoning is established. Read Surah 59, chapter 59, verse 10. In the 28 Jews, 28 Subara, Rabbana ghfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman. Oh Allah, forgive our brothers, forgive our sisters who have passed away. In this case, we know it's three men, but I'm just explaining to you the verse. And all those who passed away before us with iman. So forgive us and forgive them. Read Surah Yasin daily. Iqra Yasin ala mawtakum. Give our charity on their behalf. Make sure that whoever they owe and everything, all the debts must be settled and so forth immediately. So inshallah, look at the positive that they have passed away Ramadan. Do you know to pass away in Ramadan? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ahadith teaches us that. And if you want the discussion on this, open Ibn Abidin Shami's Fatwa Kitab, open Ahsanul Fatawa. Till day of Qiyamah, no punishment for them. So imagine, and then you must remember their hafiz. So inshallah, everything is positive, and you keep on making dua, give out charity, 1 rand, 5 rand, 10 rand. Allah Jalla Wala grant them bal bal maghfirat, forgive them. Allah Ta'ala grant all of you sabre jameel. Quickly, next up is the news with Brother Yusuf Ali. Thereafter, Maulana Katani, 5 past 12 to 1. And then after that, the tafsir from Surah Shuara and verses 10 to 22. And then the 130 to 2, tafsir Surah An'am, verses 142 to 145. And then inshallah, 2 to 2:30, special Ramadan Q&A. And that will be with Brother Suleiman, Esop and myself, inshallah. So every day, Monday to Thursday, make dua, Allah Ta'ala forgive us, forgive the marhumin. And anywhere people are ill and sick and injured, Allah give them shifa kamil.
Ameen.
Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.
And of course, tomorrow, part two.
Shukran, Ya Rabbi, shukran.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.